This is Mark's Almanac. Look back in history, I'm Mark Pennell. It's January 29th, and it was on this date in 1845 that one of the most influential poems in history, about a bird no less, was printed in the New York Evening Mirror. Written by Boston native Edgar Allan Poe, the poem, titled The Raven, featuring the refrain of, quote, the raven, nevermore, has gone on to become an American classic, to say the least. Poe, who was orphaned at the age of 3, later taken in by a wealthy tobacco merchant named John Allen, went to the University of Virginia but went back to Richmond after racking up huge gambling debts. Although the poem itself made him extremely popular, it did not bring him the financial success that you would expect or that he wanted. However, his legend lives on as Baltimore's NFL team has named the Ravens, a football team named after a poem. And on this date in 1892, the most successful cola brand was officially incorporated in Atlanta, Georgia. It all started in 1886 when pharmacist John Pemberton, hooked on morphine since a painful Civil War injury, came up with a recipe he called Pemberton's French Wine Cola and sold it exclusively at a drugstore as a medicinal beverage, not feeling that one of its main ingredients, cola leaves, was at all that bad. Because of that ingredient and cola nuts, his bookkeeper called it Coca-Cola. And within 9 years, it was being sold in every state of the Union. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.